prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, and this one is especially important. If you are like me and realize that sleep is at the root of most disease states today, and at least it could be said that correcting sleep problems can only help you get better faster, then you are not only going to want to listen to today's show with great attention, but you're going to want to take action. And I'll tell you why. You can't fix something if you can't measure it first. If you're just taking supplements that you think are making you sleep better without really being able to quantify the effect that they're having on the different stages of sleep. Remember, each stage of sleep has a different value to us. It was once thought that deep sleep was the only thing that was important. Excuse me. Now we're knowing and learning that REM sleep, which is responsible for memory consolidation, actually is the part of sleep for the brain, specifically. And being able to take steps to first quantify how much deep sleep and REM sleep you're getting, but also the things that you're doing that you think are improving sleep, what the effects they're having on those different stages of sleep, is critical. And don't you want to know? Don't you really want to know how well you're sleeping? You wake up in the morning, you feel like I'm not rested, but I keep taking my melatonin, I keep taking, you know, my sleep aids, and I just don't feel that good. Well, you can discover why it is that the things you think are doing for sleep are not working now with what I think is the single best sleep tracking device in the world. And I don't say that as a total pimp job. I say that genuinely. I've owned one for a year. And I'm joined today by Nicole Boo. How you doing, Nicole?
Great.
Thanks for being here. And she is a representative of the company that makes the Sleep-On ring. Go to Sleep is the name of the company, correct? Did I get that right? Go to Sleep is the name of the company and Sleep On is the ring?
It's another way around.
Oh, the other way around. Okay, yeah. So yeah, I'm confused. Go to Sleep is
the name of the ring and Sleep On is the company name.
Okay. And so let's start at the beginning. This ring was actually developed by someone who has been creating wearable devices in Silicon Valley for like 20 years now, right?
Yeah, so his name is Klaus, and he is the first one to invent the heart rate measuring wearable device. And he sold a company to Intel for $140 million. And then after he got the funds, and then he started this company. So it's like he's been doing the wearable device like been 20 years.
Now, he has a special interest, obviously, in sleep quality. He must realize the importance of sleep quality because the go-to-sleep ring is the closest thing, without encephalograph, it's the closest thing I've ever seen in my life to being able to put on your finger and have a sleep study done every single night of your life. Am I exaggerating?
No, absolutely not. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, so it's, we have like a minute report of your sleep oxygen level and your heart rate and your toss and turn and your sleep apnea index. That's the apnea hypopnea index, also known as AHI. So, and also like sleep stages. that's a really important thing Carl mentioned just now. So it's technically like you are doing an overnight sleep test, like every night, but you can see a really like consistency, like day to day, and you can really get a monthly and weekly and yearly reports to see how your sleep is going.
So I want to show people what we're talking about here. This little pod, I'm going to hold it up, and if you can see it, it's the size of a very large vitamin pill that most people take. And it comes with three different sizable soft rubber rings. So you get the one that fits your finger best, and you put the pod in it. This little pod is amazing what it does. Now, this is not an activity tracker. You're not wearing this around. People looked at the first time I talked about it, people said, gee, that looks large and cumbersome to wear. No, you're wearing it when you sleep, and you're actually wearing it on the inside of your hand. So the pod is going on the inside of your finger like this, like that. And you just go to sleep with it, and it doesn't bother you. You don't notice it. Boom. You just go to sleep with it. You take it off in the morning. In fact, when you take it off, you lay the ring upside down, and that shuts it off. And when you put the ring on, it senses your skin and so on, and it turns back on. Okay, so very, very simple device. But this little pod here is amazing. The fact that they can put so many different tests for sleep in this little pod is just... When I first saw it, I thought, how can it really do all these things? And it does. And so if you have a Fitbit and you're saying, well, my Fitbit does that already, or you have an Oura Ring, which I wear just because I want to track my steps throughout the day. I don't use the data for my Oura Ring for my sleep quantification, because I use this one. Because this one gives you much more detailed breakout of deep sleep. There's several levels of deep sleep. This one gets it. Oura Ring does it. So it breaks out the sleep cycles more dramatically distinct, so you can actually see, because every one of these sleep cycles, if you go to a sleep study, they know that this level of deep sleep is important. That one you don't spend a lot of time in. We have to figure out how to improve that one. Also, it's a constant minute-by-minute real-time pulse oximeter. It looks at your oxygen level in your blood throughout the whole night. So those out there who think, you know, I snore, my wife says I snore, and sometimes I think I may be holding my breath, I wake up exhausted in the morning, but my doctor won't order a sleep study because my insurance company won't pay for it. Here you go. This will tell you if your oxygen level is dropping in the middle of the night, how often it's dropping. That's the AHI, apnea hypoxia index that Nicole was talking about. You can unlock. You'll sleep with this ring, and the first time you sleep with it, you go, oh, God, I'm sleeping like crap. No wonder why I feel the way I do in the morning. And then once you you realize that, then you can say, well, I'm going to try this supplement. I'm going to try blue blocking glasses before I go to bed to see if sleep latency changes. You can actually fix your sleep in a short period of time, because this will give you all the information you need to know about how you're really sleeping. Now, I wanted Nicole on the show because there's a lot of people in my audience that have sleep problems. I get emails about this all the time. What can I do? I sleep like crap. If you're really sincere about saving your own life, the first thing you can do is buy the Go to Sleep ring, because otherwise you don't really know how you're sleeping. Okay, so let's talk about the different features, Nicole. The apnea hypoxia index will actually show somebody if they are having sleep apnea before they're actually diagnosed with it, correct?
Can you repeat that again?
So the apnea hypoxia index is a way for someone to know whether or not they actually have sleep apnea.
Yes. So that's like calculating how many times of sleep apnea you have throughout the night. Let me correct that. That's like per hour.
Yes.
So AHI is like how many times of sleep apnea you have per hour. So if you are reaching like a more than like 30 AHI per hour, that you are having a severe sleep apnea. So that's how they quantify and to measure like what, like which level of like severity of sleep apnea you have.
Okay, so normal people, only because I was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea several years ago, and I've actually corrected it. I'm almost not even using a CPAP anymore at all. I actually can take naps without it, and it doesn't, I don't have the problems. But the average person has 5 AHIs an hour. That means 5 times an hour where you're breathing is not delivering enough oxygen. So you have to supercompensate by doing one of these, where it's a really deep breath and you release. Because the body is saying, you know, we don't have enough oxygen. Can you give us one really deep breath? Because when you go to sleep, the average person breathes anywhere from 14 to 16 times a minute. And these are shallow breaths because you're sleeping. The muscles are relaxed. So every now and then, the body has to compensate and go. And if you sleep with somebody and you're awake, you'll see them do this. Society for Obstructive Sleep Apnea says 5 an hour is the average person. And if you have as many as 8 or 9, they still aren't worried. When you start getting to 10 and 12, now your blood oxygen is dropping low enough where it will wake you up, gently start to wake you up. And you come out of sleep, and then you have to go back into sleep. And you do that 10 times an hour. That's every 6 minutes. And you wake up in the morning and you go, man, I don't feel like I slept last night. Well, you didn't. You woke up every 6 minutes and then had to go back into sleep. People who end up with, as Nicole is talking about, 30 times a minute, they're already very sick. These people have, they're having problems with heart rate. Their heartbeat is changing. They're having problems with clubbing of the fingers. The fingernails start to round out because the periphery of the body isn't getting oxygen. They start to have all the symptoms and signs of frank obstructive sleep apnea. They're in trouble. And they could save their own lives with a ring like this because they could start doing things. Change your pillow. Change the pressure on your CPAP. Because there are people out there that have CPAPs on and they're still having 15 episodes an hour. This ring allows you to dial stuff in and try things and go, wow, that worked. Wow, that didn't. But if you have an AHI higher than, let's say, 8, you're now starting to cross into the threshold where your body is starting to suffer from the lack of oxygen. And the fact that this has a pulse oximeter built into it is magic to me. When I first started using this ring, I was having several episodes, even with the CPAP on, where my blood ox was dropping below 80%. And that's bad. When it goes below 80%, you can actually set a biological alarm on this where it vibrates your finger and it just gently makes you stop and start breathing again. It doesn't wake you up. But when I started to use this ring, I was like, oh man, I'm still, my blood oxygen is still dropping in the middle of the night. I realized it was my pillow because what I was doing was I sleep on my back. I start on my side, I sleep on my back. When I would get on my back, my neck would roll forward like this, and I would actually have trouble getting a good breath. So I bought one of those My Pillows that guy Mike talks about, and I actually formed it to my head, and that changed. That went. But I wouldn't have known that if I wasn't wearing this ring. I mean, to me, there isn't a person on the planet that's older than 30 years old that should, everybody should have one of these if you're older than 30, because it's sleep is what goes bad first. Before you start developing type 2 diabetes, heart problems, and so on and so forth. That's my opinion. Very, very strong opinion. So let's talk about what else the ring does, Nicole. So what else? Toss and turn. Talk about why that's important.
So if you toss and turn a lot, that means you are in like a really, you are not sleeping well. You're like constantly like moving. You know, some people, they have like restless leg syndrome. It's like it's really like you are having so many activities during the night that it costs you lots of energy, and it's not like you are in a resting stage. You are you're having like you're like having marathon at night, and it's like it really consumes your energy instead of like refilling them. So that's really important to track your toss and turn. And if you know that you have like too many toss and turn, that's you know that you have to change something. You might not like want to exercise like before you sleep to just energize yourself up before you sleep, and that might cause you to just like continue. You cannot calm down like when you sleep. And taking a too hot shower before night can also have like it can just like make you excited and cause the same issue. So you really need to know that like how you're behaving when you're asleep.
The reason a hot shower works is because the body is supposed to cool down at night when you sleep. Your body temperature should drop slightly, a half a degree, some people more, but it shouldn't go up. If it goes up and you get warmer, your body's actually fighting something, and you're not sleeping if that's happening, because that means the body is active. The immune system is active. Your body is working, so you won't sleep well. So your body temperature is actually supposed to drop a little bit, and that is supposed to improve sleep latency and your ability to fall asleep. So there are people out there who will take a hot shower or even a hot bath before bed. They'll get in bed. They'll feel warm from the hot shower. But all of a sudden, the body starts to cool off. It's that transition of being warm and cooling off that actually makes everything slow down and makes you fall asleep. Another thing that I found out was for people who say, I have such a hard time falling asleep. My mind is racing. I'm thinking. I'll lay there for an hour before I can't fall asleep. I lay there for a while. Well, get a plastic bag with ice and some water. Wrap it with a towel so condensation doesn't wet your forehead. And hold it right on your forehead. And I promise you, if you're somebody who has trouble falling asleep, you'll fall asleep in under 15 minutes. Because cooling the brain off, the frontal lobe of the brain, actually slows down thought processing. Yes. And that slowing down the thought processing allows you to fall asleep faster. In fact, there's a company that has capitalized on this phenomenon, and they make something that you sleep with that has, it's like a little refrigerator that pumps cold water through and back out, and it works that way all night. They keep it, you keep it on your head all night to keep it cold so you can fall asleep and stay asleep. But if you just have trouble falling asleep but not staying asleep, just holding the ice pack on there for a few minutes, sometimes 5, 7, 8 minutes, or just till you get tired and take off, will help you fall asleep. But you don't know about sleep latency improving as much if you don't wear this ring. You may think you're falling asleep sooner, but you're not really going into deep sleep fast. And that's another thing. The rate of time it takes for you to fall into deep sleep is critical. Very, very critical. So yes, you're right. Warming up and then cooling off absolutely will help you fall asleep. What other features does the ring have that we should talk about here for the audience?
I just want to add on to the toss and turn. That's like one thing really important is like when the weather changes, like it's like getting into summer and it's getting hot, but then you're not adjusting to your room temperature. It's like room temperature is like so important for your sleep quality.
Right.
But we might just not notice that. Like sometimes we are not recognizing that it's getting hotter and I need to adjust my AC temperature or something. So having the toss and turn to track your sleep quality actually can tell you that you're feeling hot at night, and that's the reason why you're moving a lot. You're struggling at night. So it's like the same thing that's for like a hot bath or like you exercise before night, which you didn't cool down.
That's a really good point. You may not notice it until it gets so unbearably hot, but by then your sleep may have suffered for an entire month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. and like when women are getting like their menopause and like they have the symptoms, their hormone levels change, and they're easy to sweat at night, and people who sweat at night easily tend to feel hot, and just like they feel the same thing, like they struggle at night. And you really need to know that's like your toss and turn, you know, that's you, what happens at night.
Yeah, because you're right, you're sleeping, so you don't know how much you're moving. And that alone could be the thing that's causing you to wake up and not feel rested. The other thing that I love about it is it tracks heart rate, but it does it so much better. So my Oura Ring doesn't track my heart rate because for some reason in my hands, capillary blood flow in my hands is not enough to trigger the infrared or whatever it is, that the LED in there that you can't see the light coming out of it. It doesn't work. And I don't care about it anyway because I use my go to sleep ring to track my heart rate. But what that tells you is your level of readiness the next day. If you've been training hard, one of the first things that will happen is your heart rate will stay elevated at night. Also, if you're someone who eats right before bed, your heart rate will stay elevated at night. They call people whose heart rate stays elevated at night in the medical community non-dippers. Why is this important? Because non-dippers have heart attacks in their sleep tenfold more often than people who actually see a dip in their pulse rate at night. My heart rate goes down into the high 40s when I sleep, especially when I'm in that deep level of sleep. And so my heart rate starts out high, and then it goes down into a valley and stays down there for a while, and then it starts to come back up as I get close to morning and when REM sleep starts to happen. So it's important to know this, not just because, hey, I got to go to the gym tomorrow, maybe I should take off. Because if you're a non-dipper and you didn't eat right before bed, then you may be overtraining. And I would literally take off until I started to see that dip happen again, and then I'd start going back to the gym. You have anything to add to that, Nicole?
Yeah, I think I definitely agree what Carl said. I think like there are actually over 22 million people in the U.S. that's actually experiencing some level of sleep apnea, and only not like it's like there are 80% of them are undiagnosed. And if it's you don't realize that you have sleep apnea, you're not going to change it. And it can cause like hypertension. It's just as what Carl mentioned, that's you're non-dipper, and it's like your heart rate is just like on a really high level, and it really causes like heart disease and hypertension, and it can change your mood too. Like you will feel like, because you didn't sleep well at night and you don't have like energy during the day, and it really causes mental illness and like depressions. And so there are so many like diseases that's like related to your sleep quality.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to take a break in a second, but I want to tell everybody who's watching that there is a Bitly link in the post here on the Facebook Live. And it's also, if you're listening to the podcast, it's also on the superhumanradio.net website in the show post for today. When this ring first came out, it was quite a bit more expensive, and it's come down in price quite a bit. However, my audience will get an additional 15% off, putting the ring in around $85, $84, give or take some pennies. This ring is the most important wearable device you can buy. And buy them for your family. One of the things that I love about this device is that the software allows to register and track multiple users. You don't have to have the app running at night. The ring stores all of your data, and then in the morning, you dump the data. And by the way, dumping the data from the go-to-sleep ring is 10 times faster than dumping the data from my Aura ring. I have to stand there and wait for my Aura ring to update. The go-to-sleep ring, the data dumps like this. Boom. It's all, and you can see everything. But you can, if you have a child that snores, that has been, more children who snore actually have ADHD. I did that show like 3 or 4 years ago. The link between narrow jaw, snoring, and ADHD in children, when the children had the work done on their jaw to actually make the palate wider so that they don't have obstruction in the throat and stop snoring, the ADHD goes away. If you need to have these for your children, for your wife, for you, your husband, whoever, and the app allows you to use it for the whole family. And the other thing that I've said early on, when I first started talking about this ring almost a year ago, I said doctors need to have 3 or 4 of these on hand, and here's why. Because insurance companies are regularly denying sleep studies unless you can prove that this person is at risk. They don't want to pay. Sleep studies are very, very expensive. You got to, and then your patient has to spend the night wired up. They don't sleep good in the sleep study because they're sleeping in an institutional environment with wires and hoses and everything hooked up to them. And so a lot of insurance companies are going, you know, these sleep studies, we don't want to pay for them. We don't even know if they're necessary. Well, if you're a doctor and you have a patient, you're starting to see fingernail clubbing. You're starting to see color changes in their lips. They're complaining that they wake up exhausted. They fall asleep all day long. Their spouse has said they snore like a freight train. You send them home with the ring and you tell them, and the charger. You tell them to wear it for the next 3 nights, charge it every day, put it on at night, go to sleep with it. And then they come to the office and you dump everything into the app and you look at them and go, oh my God, you've got 25 AHIs an hour. We need to get you a CPAP quickly. So you don't have to take them out of their environment. You don't have to worry about insurance companies denying to send them for a sleep study. Every physician, every general practitioner should have 3 of these rings on hand to send patients home with. Do you have people doing that now, Nicole? Are you seeing more physicians do that?
Yeah, definitely. And also, like, there are some, like, the Japanese, Japan National Sleep Foundations, they're using this for their members just to keep track of their sleep disorders. So it's like we are having over 30,000 users from around the world, and some of them are physicians, some of them are like institutions like the Japan National Sleep Foundations, that they're using the ring to keep track of their members' sleep disorders.
I want to comment on Diego Paparella's 2 comments here. He said bag breathing increases CO2 and also helps to lower blood pressure and relax. And that can be used to change sleep latency. But I want to make a correction on this comment you have here. Increased CO2 only reduces sleep apnea in people with central sleep apnea. And central sleep apnea is not obstructive. The brain is not telling the person to breathe. And that is where CO2 increases can actually have a beneficial effect on sleep apnea. But if somebody has obstructive sleep apnea, where the airway is collapsing, changing the blood levels of CO2 have no effect because it's mechanically collapsing. And the only thing that can reverse that collapse is for them to wake up, because what's happening is nervous system tone is being reduced in the throat. And there's generally in these people, there's a level of inflammation in the airway to begin with that's making the tissue create a narrower airway to begin with. So theoretically, if they didn't have the inflammation, their airway would be very, very big and they'd fall asleep and intonation of the muscles would relax, but they'd only be this here. But because they're inflamed and they're starting out here and nervous system tone is changing in the roof of the mouth and the palate, it's collapsing. Changing CO2 levels has no effect on that. And I can show you how to use critical thinking to figure this out on your own. Every time they stop breathing, their CO2 levels go through the roof. So every time they stop, if they stop breathing 10 times, 20 times an hour, their CO2 levels are going through the roof. That's what's telling their brain, wake this person up, because we're gonna die. We're going to suffocate. But CO2 levels influence central sleep apnea very well, and you're right. And the best thing for those people to do is to do, what is that, sleep, it starts with a K. Yeah, Peter Lakatos is going to get mad at me for not knowing the answer to this. But you can start doing, there's certain breathing techniques where you actually breathe less and less and you get your body used to higher CO2 levels. Those people will benefit from that type of an approach. What I want to say katsu, but it's not katsu. It's it'll come to me. It'll probably come to me during the break. But yes, those people absolutely can benefit from central sleep apnea by increasing CO2 levels. So you're absolutely right. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with more. But I'm telling you, folks, I've never promoted anything as heavy as I'm promoting this ring. And you know why that is? Because people reach out to me when they are really in bad shape, and you won't get in bad shape if you start tracking your sleep with the Go to Sleep ring. You'll actually avoid a lot of the age-related diseases that people are struggling with today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. BPC-157 is quite possibly the most popular injectable peptide used by athletes and weekend warriors alike. Its ability to help you recover faster and make nagging injuries seem to just disappear is legend. Now you can take Body Protection Complex oral supplement and get all the benefits of injectable BPC-157. DrSeeds.com has produced the first orally delivered BPC product using peptide protein sequences that are easily absorbed in the gut and that will help you recover faster from workout to workout. And now Superhuman Radio listeners can save 20% off their first order of Body Protection Complex at drseeds.com. That's DrSeeds.com. Just use coupon code SHR at checkout. Don't waste another minute dealing with nagging pain or feeling like you just don't recover like you used to. Body Protection Complex is your answer. Go to drseeds.com. Use coupon code SHR today. Hey, this is Carl, for 14 years, you've heard me talk about Can-See eye drops, and they being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at now 61 years old. But I regularly get emails and messages from people who've been using Can-See and having some amazing results. Recently, I got an email from a fellow named Chad, who, because he was on dexamethasone eye drops for over 6 months, developed a cataract. Can-See eye drops actually reduced my cataract to the point where even my doctor has a hard time finding it. I will never stop using Can-See eye drops twice a day. I've been using them since 2008, he says. And you should be too. There is no better way to keep your eyes healthy and seeing clearly than Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com today and get on board, and we will both be looking into the future with very clear vision.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Human Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking about the Go to Sleep Ring. It's the single best wearable device to track your sleep and determine how well you're sleeping. Okay, so two things. Diego did come up with the name. It's called Buteyko. People who have central sleep apnea do very well when they use Buteyko breathing techniques, which gently increases the body's both tolerance and levels of CO2. Very, very important. And the other thing I wanted to mention was, for those of you who watch Dancing with the Stars, you know Max Shmerkovsky. Max is both a fan of the show, and he's been on the show. And so when I posted the other day on Instagram that we were going to do an interview about this device, he posted, been using for a few months now. I can definitely do my own sleep studies with this ring. And of course, he learned about it from me. Because when I got mine, I told everybody I know, you got to get one of these too. So there you go. So the ring comes with a silicone. The pod comes with three different silicone rings that it fits into. And it's important that this fit tightly on the finger, isn't it, to get the true pulse, oximeter, and heart rate. Is that why you use that the silicone stretchy material?
Yes, because like it's not causing any disturbing feelings during your sleep. So one of Sleepon's rings is like prominence for is like super comfortable at night, because like it's like a it's really soft and flexible silicone ring, and it's like the food grade silicone ring. So it's like not causing any like allergic effects. So we've thought of all of that, yeah.
And now the app itself has undergone several revisions. The new app is beautiful. It's easy to read. It breaks out data very, very easy, very quickly. And you can also not only just look at the overall report, but you can actually go to the minute-by-minute report, which is actually second-by-second, of all of these different things that it's measuring. And you can select, I just want to see, because like sometimes I want to see, when I was trying to discover why my oxygen level was dropping periodically at night, I took this feature and I looked at all the data. It looks like on a graph here. By the time is logged on top. And so I would say, okay, let me select my blood oxygen levels. Now let me select my deep sleep. No, it had nothing to do with that. Let me select my toss and turn. Oh, I see there's a correlation between my toss and turn and my oxygen dropping. So you can actually select each of these data points. Look at it on the entire night. Look at it when it fluctuates and look at it how it's being affected or affecting something else on the graph. That is priceless. That is really what you would expect from a very expensive medical device. You want to comment about that?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, I want to show like the graph.
Please.
If like, I don't know whether my screen is like too small.
Just hold it up as close to your camera as possible. I'll tell you where you are.
Yeah, so we do have like, so you can, like, after you connect your ring with the phone at night, and you can just shut down your phone, because just as Carl mentioned, that the ring has its own storage. And after you wake up, you can just, like, reconnect your phone and the ring again. And it can instantly it can generate this report every day. So it has all this data.
Right. Right. And broken up. But then it has the minute report. Can you show that?
Yes. This is the minute report.
And then turn it sideways. Let's see if, okay, turn it sideways. Turn the phone side. Yeah. So you could see the minute report has all of these data points, like you're looking at an echocardiogram at the hospital. It has all of these data points horizontally running together. So you can see, wow, when I was having trouble breathing, that is when I was in REM sleep. Every night that happens, you can start to determine, you can pinpoint specific things and fine-tune your sleep. Nobody does this. Not Fitbit, not Oura Ring, nobody. This is amazing to me. Amazing.
Yeah, and also, like, you can literally send this reports to your doctor, and he or she can tell you what's going on, and just click print here, and you can have this really detailed reports throughout the night. It's a minute reports.
Yeah, it's really, there's nothing like the go to sleep ring. I have to thank my good friend Billy Mitchell. We both got Oura Rings at the same time, and he called me and said, I just found this go to sleep ring. Check it out. And I was like, oh man, this is like half the price of the Oura Ring, but it's just for sleep. It's not going to do activity tracking. And he was the one who inspired me to get one. And I'm so happy that I did, because this ring is, if you're serious about tracking your sleep, this is it. I'll tell you another thing that I love about this ring. If you wake up while you're in deep sleep, you don't wake up refreshed and ready to go. So the go to sleep ring has a built-in alarm clock. You can set it. And so let's say you want to be up at 6 a.m., but let's say the ring sees that you're at a stage of sleep that if you wake up now, you're not going to feel great. But 15 minutes ago, if we would have woke you up, you'd feel great. It actually selects the best time to wake you up within a window. So if you say, I want to be up by 6, it'll say between 5:30 and 6. And sometime between 5:30 and 6, when you're at the perfect stage to wake up, the ring starts to vibrate on your finger gently. It's like someone just gently rubbing your finger, and you just come out of sleep. You don't feel like you're waking up because the ring is waking you up. You just feel like you're coming out of sleep. So the ring actually predicts when to wake you up so you feel the most refreshed. That's an amazing feature, Nicole. Amazing. And it works great.
Yeah, definitely. So it's just as what Carl mentioned, that it just, you wake up in the light sleep stage that you feel much refreshing. And it might just like, because we have a 20 minutes range, but within you can set your...
Yeah, move it the other way. Move it towards your face more. There you go. And just take it back a little bit. Bring it. There we go. There we go. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So you can set a 20 minutes time frame. And within this 20 minutes, you might be in a transition from a light sleep stage to deep sleep. And we never want to wake you up at the deep sleep stage because it makes you feel so tired and you just don't want to wake up.
Yeah, no, it's really an amazing ring. There's nothing like it. How long has it been available now, Nicole?
It's been a bit more than 2 years.
And what are the kind of, you've got to be getting amazing responses from people that have actually changed the quality of their sleep using this ring as a way to measure the quality of sleep.
Yes. So we have, it's just like what you mentioned, that after people like can quantify their sleep quality and they start to change their lifestyles. Because you really cannot feel that it's being so severe that you are not breathing at night. Like, if you don't see the reports, you might never feel that urgent that you have to change something.
Okay, I want to put Kirk Yeager's question up here. He says, when we collect this data, what do we do to address these interruptions or precisely interpret the data to better restore sleep? Okay, so that's a discussion about sleep quality and sleep hygiene. But just to kind of give you like some examples. So if you're sleeping 7 to 9 hours, the people who claim to be addressing good sleep, quality sleep, say that at least 20% of that should be deep and 20% of that should be REM. However, my own personal experience with people who are using this ring and who are seeing great results by altering their sleep, they're getting at least 2 hours of REM and 2 hours of sleep a night. So that's probably a little bit more than the 20%, depending on how many hours they're sleeping. And the more REM and the more deep sleep you get, the better you will age, the better your brain will age, the better you will sleep, and people will notice that you look different, you feel different. I'm telling you, when I sleep good, people go, man, you look different today. Yeah, I got a couple good nights sleep. It feels amazing. So what do you do to influence those things? That varies, right? So not eating before bed 3 hours before going to sleep will improve your deep sleep dramatically. So if you're not getting enough deep sleep and you're eating an hour or two before bed, stop that. Move it to 3 hours. Make sure if you go to sleep at 9, make sure you've finished eating at 6. You cannot get into deep sleep if the factory is working digesting food. Number two, the thing that influences both deep sleep and REM sleep is not using RF devices a half hour before bed. You'll see that your deep sleep latency will change. You can actually, if you use a cell phone before bed, and even if you're just looking at YouTube, like, oh, I'm going to watch YouTube before I go to bed. I want to watch this show. The RF from that device is radiating 6-8 inches away from your face. And there's good studies out of there coming out of Scandinavia, good studies that show that exposure to 2.4 gigahertz or more a half hour before bed increases the time it takes to get into deep sleep by as much as an hour. So now you just robbed an hour's worth of deep sleep. You can improve that by just staying away from RF devices. Make it a rule, an hour before bedtime. The other thing you can do is if you're watching TV at night, this will increase both deep and REM sleep. Put your blue blocking glasses on to filter out blue light so that the body knows it's nighttime. The pituitary does its job, turning on certain hormones. The pineal gland does its job, firing melatonin. And you'll see both deep sleep and REM sleep increase. Another thing that increases deep sleep and REM sleep is melatonin. 600 micrograms to 3 milligrams is all you need. You will see. So what we're talking about here is manipulating sleep architecture. There's a lot of things you can do. If you wake up in the middle of the night all the time and you don't know why, you may be hypoglycemic at night, but it's not a good idea to eat food before bed because that's going to impair your deep sleep entirely. So what you do is you take 3 to 5 grams of leucine right before glycine. Glycine is the most glucogenic amino acid. It's non-caloric, and the body will only use glycine to make glucose when it feels blood sugar dropping dramatically. So you don't have to turn on the adrenal hormones to wake the person up to produce glucose, because that's why you're waking up, because you're going into hypoglycemia, because the glycine will feed the production of glucose without waking up adrenal glands. So if you wake up every night at 2 a.m. and you just can't figure it out, I promise you, take 3 to 5 grams of glycine before bed and call me the next day and tell me I'm brilliant, because you'll sleep all night. So there's lots of little things you can do to change sleep architecture. But first you have to determine, what do you need more of? Do you need more REM sleep? Do you need more deep sleep? Do you need more of both? Do you need more entire period of time spent? You know, there's so many good studies out there that show that if you get less than 6 hours of sleep continuously, you will become insulin resistant. Now, think how many people sleep 5 hours. They crave carbohydrates the next day. They go crazy. Oh, I just feel like eating sugar and carbs. Yeah, because your insulin sensitivity is whacked. And that study was done on Olympic athletes Winter Olympics we had here in the United States, where they disrupted Olympic athletes' sleep 2 nights in a row. And by the first night, they had the blood sugar management of a 70-year-old. Just 1 night of short sleep. Same study was done on interns that are working 24-hour shifts in hospitals, not getting any sleep at night. They became spontaneously insulin resistant. So, you know, there's lots of things that you can do to affect sleep architecture. That can't be covered in this show by itself. I've covered it in numerous other shows, and maybe I need to cover it again as just one big sleep show. But you still got to know what needs to be fixed first. Don't even worry about taking supplements and fixing things until you know what's broken. You got to get yourself one of these rings. I'm telling you. Here, look. So, Kirk says, yes, I take 3 to 5 grams of glycine pre-bed. Does it work for you? That's what I want to know. Does it work for you? Do you notice that you are sleeping longer and not waking up? And address our ANS. I'm not what ANS is. So, Kirk, I'm going to take a break. If you can tell me what ANS is abbreviated for and also whether or not the glycine actually works for you. Did you learn it here on the show also? I'd appreciate that. We'll be right back with more talking about the go-to-sleep ring. You can save 15% off. Just go to this post, look for the bit.ly link, click it, buy it, and take control of your health by taking control of something that probably has the greatest effect on your health, and that's sleep. We'll be right back. Imagine how successful your life would be if you could double your focus, double your mental energy, double your problem solving, your creativity, your willpower. Sounds too good to be true, right? That's what I thought until someone handed me a bottle of Qualia Focus. Qualia Focus is a mental performance formula that combines 24 of the most powerful molecules on earth to noticeably boost your brain power within just a few days of taking it, or your money back. Qualia Focus blows coffee away, but a serving actually has less caffeine than a cup of coffee. That's because it boosts brain power the healthy way. Just go to neurohacker.com. That's NEUROHACKER.com and enter coupon code SHR at checkout for an extra 15% off. And a serving of Qualia Focus costs 1/5 of that coffee you're drinking right now. Unlike coffee, Qualia Focus nourishes your brain in a comprehensive, healthy way for amazing brain power you noticed in just a couple days. That's neurohacker.com to try Qualia Focus and discount code SHR at checkout for an extra 15% off. All backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee. Qualia Focus is a life changer. I promise you. Try it now for amazing brain power at neurohacker.com.
Sleep is one of the most important factors in maintaining health and longevity. And in today's environment, with all the artificial light we're exposed to, there is nothing more important to use to protecting your sleep than blue blocking glasses. And there's only one blue blocking glasses that I will trust ever, and that's Blue Blocks. B-L-U-B-L-O-X. If you go to the website blueblocks.com and use the code SHR15, you'll save 15% off the single best blue blocking glasses in the world, because you can wear them comfortably and still function, watch TV, work on your computer, but it blocks all of the important blue and green light that has been responsible for shutting down melatonin production and causing people to sleep poorly. Don't waste another night of sleep without wearing Blue Blocks, B-L-U-B-L-O-X, tonight. Put them on at 7 p.m. and you'll be asleep by 9 p.m. and you'll get the best night's sleep you've ever had. If you've never used them before, you are missing out. Blueblocks.com. Use the code SHR15 to save 15% off.
Who wants to have better sex? That's a stupid question. Everybody wants to have better sex. And you can start having better sex if you go to the website bluechew.com, B-L-U-E-C-H-E-W.com. Use the code SHR and get a free order of your choice of the only two FDA-approved drugs to treat erectile dysfunction, sildenafil or tadalafil. Best of all, they're chewable, so they start to work in minutes. Go to bluechew, B-L-U-E-C-H-E-W.com. Use code SHR and you will get your first order for free. You do have to pay $5 for shipping, but come on, it's an easy deal. Who wants to have better sex? Okay, get busy. You know how to do it now.
There's a phenomenon today. So many of us sit for hours each day. Slowly, our bodies respond by shortening certain muscles. The psoas gets shorter and shorter over time. It leads to lower back problems, stiffness when standing, and inhibits your running performance. Now there's PsoRite.com. That's PSO-RITE.com. PsoRite is a device that allows you to stretch your psoas muscle and return them to normal function. And it does it better than any stretching movement or chiropractic adjustment can. You can use it in your home, office, or at the gym. Experience what thousands of people already know. Check out PSO-RITE.com and save 20% off when you use the code SHR.
Are you looking for a better way to absorb the nutrients you know you need?
Do what I do and start your day with lipospheric supplements from Livon Labs. Unlike pills and powders, Livon's patented liposomal encapsulation technology transports nutrients like vitamin C, vitamin B, glutathione, acetyl-L-carnitine, and alpha-lipoic acid to where they need to be, your cells. Visit try.liveonlabs.com/Carl to learn why I take these supplements every day to help me perform in the gym and in life. That's try.liveonlabs.com/Carl.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking to Nicole Boo. She is with the Sleep On company. They make the Go to Sleep ring. It's the single best sleep tracking device in the world. I don't care. So we've got a couple questions. So Anna Nazarova has a very logical question. She says, what about the level of radiation from this ring? There is none. There is none. Because once you connect the ring with your telephone, you turn, the ring goes into a park mode once it loses the signal from the phone. It's not transmitting all night long trying to communicate with the phone. So there is no radiation. And since you're only wearing it during sleep, you're not wearing it like an activity tracker. It's just that period of sleep that you're wearing it. But there is none. Am I right?
Yes. So you can like shut down your phone. Like there's like, because the ring has its own storage. So you will not have any radiations throughout the night.
Right. Okay. And the other thing that I wanted to mention was not to plug Aura, but even the Aura ring can be parked at night. You can put it on the airplane mode and shut it off from looking for your phone and trying to send data. So all of these sleep tracking devices, except for Fitbit, I believe, you can turn off the Bluetooth feature by either using airplane mode or, in the case of this, the Go to Sleep ring. Once you connect it with your phone, it says hello to your phone. It's giving you live data. You can see your heart rate. You can see your breathing. Then once you shut your phone off or put your phone on airplane mode, it stops talking. It's not trying to talk to your phone anymore. Once it loses that connection, it's not transmitting all night long. Kirk Yeager said, yes, the glycine is very restorative. And this is when I take my 81 milligrams of aspirin. Just prior to taking a half teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate. I take sodium bicarbonate at night too, Kirk. And you know what's funny? When I take sodium bicarbonate at night, I only get up to pee one time. If I don't take it, I'll get up to pee four or five times. Isn't that amazing? I don't understand what the linkage is, but I don't know if you have that same phenomenon. All three of these work in concert with a couple biophysiological processes. I love sodium bicarbonate before bed. And then also he says ANS is autonomic nervous system, parasympathetic, sympathetic. Yes, absolutely. Got it now. Thank you for explaining. Did we miss anything on this interview, Nicole? I know I really, really, yes, Kirk notices it too. I don't have to pee in the middle of the night, or sometimes I only have to pee once when I use sodium bicarbonate before bed. And keep in mind, that's another reason, guys. When you get older, your prostate starts acting up. 8 milligrams of Tadalafil, which is Cialis, a day will change your prostate for the better, and you'll stop feeling driven to the sensitivity to pee all the time. And taking sodium bicarbonate changes the way your body processes fluids at night, and you don't get that full bladder in the middle of the night. Because getting up and peeing is another disruptor for both men and women. So fixing that problem will improve the quality of your sleep. Yeah, I know it was a typo. It's cool. And not to worry. I knew what you meant. I knew you meant autonomic and not anatomic. So we're all good. This ring is a must. I know I've really been pushing hard, but I want people to get this ring because I really think of all the devices out there that you can buy that are cool. This ring is the single best way to track and know what in your sleep needs to be fixed. And it's only getting better. We're not going to talk about future changes, but future changes will occur, and the app changes and you get them. It's so cool, right? There's things that are coming in the future too.
Yeah. Hello?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah,
I don't want to talk about the future because I don't want to get people worked up. But this ring is constantly getting better, and it's designed so the app, the firmware, and the app changes, and you get these new features.
Yeah, so we have a new feature. Actually, I forgot to mention, it's the sleep labeling function. So you really want to know what your daily activities actually causing your night sleep. And by labeling your day, like every day you can label that I ate this supplement today and I ate it for like for a week. And then you can see like after a month, you can see how your sleep changes when you eat this and when you eat this supplements and when you're not eating it. So you attach all these sleep labels to your daily sleep, and you can tell like what kinds of activities and what kind of foods are causing. You can do like many experiments.
That's awesome, because here's an example. So you could say, boy, every night the past 2 weeks I wake up at 2 a.m., but I took glycine tonight and I didn't. Or I put my blue blockers on and I fell asleep faster. I put ice on my forehead and so this is brilliant, because otherwise you got to keep it in a paper log with a pen. You got to write it down yourself. Uh-oh. It looks like we lost signal for a second. Okay. But yeah, that's brilliant. That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you can just record everything in your app, and then like you generate, when you generate monthly reports, you just show everything, what you did like in this 30 days and like how it affects your sleep.
So yeah. You can save 15% off of this must-have device, okay, by going to this post in the body of the post or in the podcast post on our website, and or even on the RSS feed. The link will be there. You can copy and paste it from your favorite podcast app, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. There's a bit.ly link. It says bit.ly.com/sleepon is what it says. You use that link, and you automatically are transported to a page where you save 15% off the price. It's like $85 after the discount. It's stupid cheap. It's stupid inexpensive. There's no reason for you not to have this ring. And, okay, so maybe you sleep with it for 6 months and you get all your stuff worked out, and then you only sleep with it once or twice a week to make sure you're still dialed in and nothing has changed. But trust me, if you take the time to fix your sleep, you will have a much better life, a much better life. And the only way to fix your sleep is to know what's going on while you're sleeping, and this ring does it for you. So that's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm pushing hard because I want to see people affect their lives positively. Nicole's laughing. Look, you were worried that I was going to make you do all the pitching, huh?
I really want to thank Carl. I want to claim that this is not a sponsored like live stream. It's like really Carl like think it's a good product and reach out to us to really to ask whether we can give more discounts to his audience, because he really wants like everyone to benefit from it. And yeah, I think really thank Carl to have me here today.
Yeah, now this is good. And I hope that a lot of people take me up on this offer, because I'm guaranteed that you'll discover things about your sleep that you never knew. And once you fix them, you'll feel better. Nicole, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everyone.
Take care. And we're going to call it a day. And my allergies are bothering me today. Something is in the air. Anyway, that's it. We'll see you next week. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And have a nice weekend.